Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting. Our brief interview programs are designed to obtain the perspectives of the higher realms on the current events taking place in our country and our world. I am Joel Anastasi. In each program, I will be interviewing a member of the higher realms, channeled by Philip Elton Collins. Philip and I are co-founders of the Angel News Network. Good morning, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Give me one moment to go into trance, and I will be connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good day, everyone. Good to be here once again.
Again, I will repeat, Saint Germain, we've had two discussions on this day of March 9th, 2020. We've been talking about the emergence of the feminine energy and the political primaries going on in the United States. We've been talking about the coronavirus and its effect, and both of them allude to the issue of tyrants and concentrations of power. And so as a third segment of our conversations, I thought we would revert to the teachings you gave us 3.5 years ago when you gave us teachings about the tyrant. I thought I would read a teaching and have you comment on it, because what you were, in a sense, warning us that might emerge has in fact emerged, and I think these teachings demonstrate that very powerfully.
And not only for the present, but for the past, in order to create a different future. Let us begin.
Okay, number one. The tyrant attempts to disempower and excommunicate anyone or anything within their path.
Does that sound familiar?
Oh boy, does it ever.
Do you see your executive branch attempting to be this?
Exactly.
So be it.
And the next one is very closely tied. It kind of expands on it. The mission of the tyrant is to build a regime where no one will disagree or turn against him. This is accomplished through fear and threats. This illusion will ultimately destroy the tyrant, who will blame others for his downfall. You cannot control what you did not create.
And that is what is taking place now. The walls are beginning to crumble.
Next one is closely tied to that. The most prominent feature of the tyrant is an endless capacity to counterfeit, which is to lie, and to dissemble, which is to divide and conquer, to make something look like what it is not, and to create multiple justifications to cover up self-serving motives. Protecting your free press can expose all this. Join in a collective consciousness to not resist the tyrant, which is what he wants and will fuel him, but to create a positive parallel path that exceeds any intention of the tyrant for the good of all.
Now you understand once again the importance of a free, truthful press. So what the tyrant does is try to say there is no such thing, and it is the counter. But the true free press is the way to expose and take down the tyrant.
The first thing all autocrats always try to do is undermine and take down the press.
Communication.
Yep.
And in many countries, controlling television and radio as well. The divine souls within North Korea and in China have not heard the truth directly from their vehicles of communication in decades. Can you imagine how that affects a populace?
Absolutely. It's the same thing that happened under Nazi Germany and under Mussolini in Italy and Stalin Russia.
Even longer, in regimes such as China and North Korea, there are 2 and 3 generations of individuals,
right,
who have never heard the truth.
And what the next one kind of relates to the personality cult that occurred in all of those countries. What you are experiencing at present can be called a personality cult, in which personal ambition is being inflamed to extremes. The greater the personal power of the tyrant, the more he wishes to exploit it. It is the egotistical abuse of power that will bring down the tyrant.
Yes, eventually the tyrant will consume itself, because of the negative forces and energies that they are using. It can take place and appear to be successful for a period of time, but check history. Every one of them has met their demise as a result of the lack of truth and the lack of serving the common good of the people they have been empowered to protect and serve.
And I want to read the last one that I was going to read. It kind of gives and ends on a hopeful note. At present, millions of humans are waking up through the evolution of human consciousness. This is the role of the tyrant. An individual spiritual entity is being born, which is integrating into a collective spiritual consciousness with a new sense of peace, love, equality, harmony, and balance that transcends myopic forms of nationalism.
And that is largely taking place to the diversified form of the citizenship, the women, the minorities, those who've been seen as less than, are now collectively coming together in a collective common consciousness will affect the necessary shift and change.
Yeah, you had said, when we first began talking 3 years ago, you said that these changes would not happen unless they're being led by the feminine energy and the youth.
And the diversified forms of humanity that have been treated less than. The principles of the United States of America, the Founding Father Papers, were based upon bringing those subjugated groups into the United States and giving them a voice of freedom.
And you told us that what we would be experiencing, because these were conversations that started 3 years ago, the chaos, which would be part of, that would serve as a waking up of the human consciousness, and that's exactly what we're experiencing. And in terms of the increased participation of the feminine energy in our politics
and the diversified groups of the citizenship.
Yes, right, exactly.
The key to creation is chaos. Chaos is a key ingredient in creation, and that is what is taking place now.
Well, that's a comfort, because obviously chaos for a lot of us is scary, especially when we're seeing it right in front of our faces with the possibility of disease and with the financial markets crashing.
Remember, the meaning, value, and purpose of we of the Ascended Mastership doing these current events broadcasting is to give humanity a higher realm perspective of not only what is happening, but why and how and where and when it is taking place. This is the gift that we are offering you at this time. This is the gift of this podcast. This is the gift that fuels we in the higher realms to continue being present for you within your ascension process.
Thank you so much, Saint Germain. You've demonstrated once more how valuable and important and essential this higher realm perspective is and what's going on in this 3D world of ours.
It is one of the most divine gifts for those who are ready to receive it and apply it that can be taking place at this time.
Thank you, Saint Germain.